Good morning. This is Aloya. Susan, are you here yet?
Yes, I've been here waiting from you, my darling.
I know. I'm so sorry. I tried to come on with Skype, and oh my goodness, it's a joke. I tell you, I hadn't used it since I'd been in Thailand, and so I just assumed that it was all working the same way. Well, guess what? It's not.
technology, so, it's ups and it's downs.
Well, you know, Mercury is not supposed to be retrograde, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, actually, interesting comment on that. I read something by an astrologer that was really good, that with this particular Mercury cycle, that it extended like 2 weeks prior to it going retrograde and will go 2 weeks after it goes direct.
Well, I'm definitely having some experience of that.
Look up where I read that. It was very interesting.
Well, some of it is good because I tend to use Mercury retrogrades for cleaning up unfinished business, and I had set aside all these things that I wanted to, you know, clear out and clean up and get rid of and whatnot, and then a lot of other things jumped on my plate because I had projects in the works that I also wanted to finish up, and so I didn't get it all done. So maybe now that I know, I have another feeling. No.
Yeah, and I don't understand why people get all upset about Mercury retrograde. Anyway, I think it's wonderful, and I think it's a true test. I think that what the goal is to be clear in our communications. And it's not a matter like, oh, my God, everything's going to go wrong. It's like, no, now is the time to practice clarity. Good you are. Yes.
And also to get rid of your clutter.
Absolutely. And do inner work. And do really in-depth energy work and inner work and goals. And all that still has to do with clarity, cleaning it up, clearing it out. You know,
absolutely.
Internally, emotionally, and physically.
Absolutely.
I did clean the clutter around my desk last week. Threw out phone books from 08 and 09.
I am so tired of phone books. I don't know if they're doing it where you are, but here we get, on this little piece of rock that we have out here in the middle of the Pacific, we actually get about 12 phone books a year. And I'm I just need one.
Yeah.
And at this point, I don't even use one. I use the computer. So I toss them all. I'm thinking, God, what a pain in the button. And, you know, it's like, so here goes a whole bunch of stuff in the landfill, and I'm sure everyone is tossing them.
I put them in the recycle, so it does go into the recycle for the paper. But nonetheless, once again, another thing to discuss would be, how about growing hemp for paper rather than cutting down trees? Oh,
there's that. No, that doesn't line the right pockets, my dear. But we shouldn't talk about those things on our recording call.
No, we have other things to talk about.
I want to know about the Emerald Spiral. I want to know. I know that I've talked in brief to Lori, and I've talked to you in brief about the fact that you were starting this co-op, and the name of it was the Emerald Spiral. So give me sort of an umbrella. What is the Emerald Spiral?
Well, ostensibly, the Emerald Spiral is a spiritual, artistic cooperative with a social justice aspect.
Wow.
Now, that's the idea. You know, if you look into spirituality, there should be spiritual, with spirituality, you should have social justice anyway. We feel that artistic expression is spiritual, creative expression. If you talk about Kundalini energy as creative life force energy, so that spiraling up as the DNA spirals up and down, hence the name Emerald Spiral, because we are in the Emerald City, and I just happen to have a really good other life memory of being in the Emerald Temple. So that was, you know, my little personal piece on that, but combining all of that. Things aren't separate. You know, life is a web. We talk about 6 degrees of separation. So Emerald Spiral, we have a physical location, but we consider, or some of us do, this is a work in progress here, but and we will go into that, but that the physical location is just a place where people on the physical can find us, but it's the smallest part of the co-op, the cooperative.
Wow. Okay, so now when you say we, how many people are a part of the Emerald Spiral?
Well, we are in a state of flux right now, which is very interesting because it's been, you know, we brought this into existence just about a year ago in terms of renting the building and, you know, renovating it somewhat. That's still in progress. And so people have already come and gone.
So how many original players did you have?
We started with five.
Okay.
We started with five, and we went to a little over 24, almost 30. We have backed down from that number because we're getting very clear on what it means to be a member.
Right. And I'm gonna ask you, about that.
Yeah.
I want to kind of get your groundwork first, but I want to know about that as well. But in the beginning, there were five of you. Was it your idea and you sort of gathered other people to you, or did a whole bunch of you just kind of go, wow, it would be really cool to have a co-op? How did that happen?
Well, I would like to say, wow, it would be really cool to have a co-op. But the truth of the matter is I kind of gathered people to me, but I put it out there, and I heard other people saying it would be great to have a co-op. But
uh-huh.
Much like the little red hen, people will say it would be
right.
Yeah.
People will say, you know, that's a great idea. When you get it all together, you know, they don't say that part, but their actions do.
Absolutely.
You know, then I want to be a part of it. And so that's there were one of the original members had said, I've been wanting to do a co-op. This is fantastic. I want to be part of this. I'm like, great. And after, you know, 2 months, it was like, I'm too busy at my full-time job to do this. And I understand that. That's not, do you know what I mean?
That's
called life. And
absolutely.
So you go, well, we'll move along with that. And it's still trying to get people to be on the same, if not, and I don't want to say the same page, but in the same library, you know. You know, you can have a lot of different books with a lot of different pages, but at least be in the same library.
You'd like to be in the same building. You don't even need them to be in the same room, huh?
Absolutely, you know. Forget ballparks, you know, the state, you know, the country, the planet, you know.
I got it. You know, I'm noticing that in a lot of places, and I'm hearing it from a lot of solopreneurs. And in this particular case, I wouldn't call you a solopreneur because you have other people that are playing with you. But what would you
sort of
term your what would you term your position? What is your title? Are you the coordinator? Are you the CEO?
Boy, I just call myself the founding member.
Okay. But there must be a number one founding member.
Yeah, somebody, you know, it's a dirty job, but somebody had to do it, you know.
That's
right. I have resigned from being the mother.
You know, I think in business there really isn't a job title of mother, but go on.
Well, you may think that there, well, in some it has another half to that. That's only the first half of it, right? You know, one of your idols is not one of mine. I would start with maybe mother, but, you know, add something to that.
No.
You know, depending on that guy in New York that you like and I don't.
Our this is going to be a general audience.
Okay, yeah, general audience. So you notice, hey, listen, you would have to be a certain age to understand what I was saying anyway.
Uh-huh.
Right? Okay.
You're right. Okay, so your title is, you call yourself one of the founding members, but...
I just say I'm one of the members. And one of the reasons I only call myself a member, I'll say I am a member of the co-op. Because our words have power.
Right.
If I give myself a more powerful title and set myself above, then I'm helping to create something that I'm trying to do something very different from.
Right. So you want something that is not hierarchical, that word.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
That hence the term spiral. We want something that I don't necessarily believe that buy-in would be helpful. Has to be monetary.
Right.
I think that value is in what you do. I had a woman in here this morning earlier who we were talking about this kind of thing on what value was, and she said, there's a singer online, and oh God, this is so bad, I can't remember her name.
Susan, are you there?
Yeah, what happened? All of a sudden it clicked off.
Well, you were saying
what?
I was saying, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
All of a sudden
Well, you were saying there was this song, and then a song started playing. And so I'm going, okay, is she playing me music? And then you didn't say anything else, and I thought, I think I just got bumped.
Wasn't that amazing that it was a song that came on just as we were talking? I mean, this synchronicity.
That is really trippy. You know what the song was? It was that one about something about a saxophone. I actually listened to the song because I went, what? What is she talking about?
What the hell is that woman doing now?
I thought you were going to play the song to me so that I could hear what you were.
No. The point was that she was doing self-determining pricing on her songs that she was selling online. So the suggested price is 99 cents, but you could pay anything. And so we're talking about value, what we value, how we value ourselves, how we value each other, how we value what group we belong to or what it is that we do. And I think that really, her saying that to me this morning really helped clarify how I look at Emerald Spiral Cooperative is who are we drawing in and what do they value? And of course, that's a shifting, it's a shifting kind of concept because, you know, as I mentioned to you, I think some time back, one of my big issues had been people that kept saying it was my store. And I'm like, no, that's not what this is about. This is about us. Not you and me, but us.
That, you know, I had that same issue when I was doing spiritual cinema. And I'm sure that I know that I perpetuated the problem. And the reason that I know that I perpetuated the problem is because while I wanted it to be a group dynamic, I wanted to have I wanted everybody to play together.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed that in order for everyone to play together, someone had to be steering the ship. Because otherwise, it just kind of went willy-nilly, and it veered off course quickly. And I
totally agree.
Yeah.
Makes a balance. There is a dance that has to be done, and balance isn't that ridiculous little thing of two weights, you know, not moving. Balance in our dimension is a dance. So So you have to do the dance where you know when to stand with your hand out and one of the other partners is spinning around in a circle, or when three of the people are doing grand jetés across the room, right? You know,
right.
You know, or when you have to move in and circle through all of that. So that you to do this successfully in a group, you have to have other group members who buy into the concept, knowing that there's going to be a time when they have to come in and do their piece of it, not just sit back and wait for somebody else to do something. And we understand that in human dynamics, you know, you look and you see where a mob forms or where somebody reaches in to help. Unless one person moves, nobody moves. I mean, they've done so many studies on this.
Right.
At the same time, there has to be this shift in consciousness happening. And I think that this is what we're talking about, really actualizing the new paradigm, not by like, well, that didn't work, shit, back to the drawing board, but wait a second, what is my role? Just like you said, someone steering the ship to make it happen, but unless somebody else is running up the sail and somebody else is checking to see where the anchor is, and, you know, and someone's scrubbing the decks, the ship isn't going to function well.
But unfortunately, way that most people in our current reality seem to think is that whoever is steering the ship, it's their problem. And so they have to take care of everything. And it's such a weird dynamic. It's like, yes, I'm sort of setting the course here, but this is a group thing. I really want to watch how you manage to do that, because I have tried several times and it has not worked for me.
Well, one of the things that I've been seeing that works and doesn't work, and I'm still playing with this, you know, and I mean, this is serious, it is a very, very intense, way of doing things. I mean, it's saying, okay, when someone says, well, I came in and I did all of this for you. And I'm like, no, you did this for the group, for this idea of what we're building. We're building a place where people that are creative, where people who are healers, where people who, you know, want to do this thing will have access. And people who need these things will have access. So
right.
This is what we're creating is this platform. And the idea is to move it to a place where we can actually, you know, get even a little beyond that, you know, where we can, you know, do some projects that will really make a difference in the world and, you know, in a very positive, loving, caring, visible way. But it's still, you know, making the shift without, for instance, at a recent membership meeting, someone had said, well, let's have a suggestion box. And I went, no. just like, no, under no circumstances. I'm already getting suggestions. What I think would be a much better idea, and you can vote me down if you don't like it, but may I put out there, no suggestion box, but a I can do box. I can do so-and-so. I may need some assistance with this project, and I would like to ask, you know, for some help. You know, but put out there what I can do, not what I want you to do. Well, here's an idea.
Well, now, May I make a suggestion on that? May I make a suggestion on that?
Sure, go there. Go ahead, go there.
Yeah, really. My suggestion on that, my commentary on that, is what if you had a suggestion box, they had to put their name on the suggestion, And because then that would get the ideas coming in. And then when you go through or the group goes through and reads what's in the suggestion box, it goes back to the person that put the suggestion in and says, do you want to do this? Do you want to spearhead this? Can you figure out a way for us to be able to do this? Because, yes, we think it's a good idea, and we need somebody to do it. Are you stepping forward?
Well, actually, we're eliminating that step and just calling it the I can do box, and I'm willing to do blah, 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 with the caveat that I need help or I need some other suggestions to see how this will work from other people. And this has already worked. Just recently, we had one of the members say, I have little signs on different stones on what they are and you know, how much they are, but a lot of them are handwritten. Some are done on the computer. They're in varying degrees of accuracy or lack of artistic quality or, you know what I mean? So, there's such a variety. And she said, you know what would be great is if they were all on, all done the same way on the same paper and the same little backup signs. And I'm thinking, oh God, here comes another suggestion of something I need. You know, so I didn't say anything for a minute, and I went, so what is it you want me to do? And she said, no, what I want you to do, if you would, is let me pick your brain and follow you as I write this stuff down. If I'm not sure what the stone is or what it is, or, you know, I need a range of price or something for the stone, or you know, if they're in a group, for you to fill that in for me, and I'll go ahead and do all this on the computer. I'm
cool.
Like, yeah. So that was our first thing, and it's already working. I mean, she's made these really great little signs. And little things that can go in the showcases or out on the shelves, and they're consistent. So there's some consistency with them, which really does look better and nicer.
Yes.
So that was our first attempt of the I Can Do box, and it worked really well. So I really think we eliminate some steps. We go to the mm-hmm. I can do, but I could use some help with, instead of a suggestion and then people having to go through it and then going back to the person. No, we're going to put the onus on the person with the idea and also allow them to ask for support with that.
That's awesome.
And that's,
now I have another question.
That's the group piece of it. Yeah.
I have another question for you. How the co-op is open every day, correct?
Well, actually, we're closed on Sundays and Mondays.
Okay,
we're,
so you're open 5 days
open
a week.
Yeah, we're open Tuesday through Friday, noon to 7, and Saturday, 10 to 6. Now, we had originally started out 10 to 6 on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, and 10 to 8 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Well, we were rarely getting people before noon. I mean, it was very rare, and it usually was only an appointment. And we thought, look, if there is a thing, because it's all volunteers, running the co-op, if there is a day where someone has to run the place by themselves the entire day, instead of having a 10-hour day on a long day, you can have a 7-hour day by doing noon to 7.
Right.
And the mornings then are freed up for private appointments.
Mm.
And we thought, and especially with winter coming on, we're in Seattle, so, that's at a higher, more northern latitude. So it's going to, once we go off daylight savings, it's going to start getting dark earlier. So opening till 7 is, is fairly, fairly good for our location. As far, and then we can always do, if we are doing an evening event, it can start at 7, as the store is closing.
Right. Now, tell me this.
So that just seemed like a better time. Huh?
So you've given me the structure and how it's used and sort of how the membership comes about. What kind of events do you guys have?
Well, we do, of course, we're doing the equinoxes and the solstices, obviously. We do a party as well as like an open house and, you know, special sale items and a meditation event, you know. We've got an event coming up on All Hallows that we're doing on the 30th of the month, and that's a live music meditation with one of our members, Wizard Azanon, and it's going to be an event exploring the cosmic frequencies and multidimensional realms through music and meditation. Okay, so
that's
it'll be a soap flower like from 7. Yeah, I kind of thought so. I read that. That was why it was such a mouthful. But I wanted to get what he's doing. I wanted to say what he's doing correctly, you know. But it's, you know, there'll be a social hour from 7 to 8, and then the music meditation will begin at 8 p.m. And we're selling, that's, you know, like $5 a ticket, and all of that money is going to support the co-op, you know, for the basic bills.
That's
awesome. Other things, I'm doing a healer activation group. I've got 3 scheduled for October, November, and December, and I'm doing another little thing on relationships that I like to call Get Real. we've got another girl that's doing a dowsing class, you know, another, you know, there's somebody else that's teaching astrology, doing some astrology classes. There's tarot, you know, and tarot classes. There's just a wide variety of things, number of different energy workers and, you know, that sort of thing.
Very cool.
So, and different artists. So the artists, you know, Jean's work is on display right now. She has this little goddess series that is so cool. I mean, I love her work. It's really fantastic. We also have a display of my shamanic sculptures, which is appropriate.
Do you take artists who are not in Seattle? Can they be members too?
Absolutely.
You know why I'm asking.
Yes, we do. And we're delighted to do so. You know, we want to support, you know, because seriously, this is a worldwide thing. Like, one of the things I'm doing is I'm putting out a box for donations for ILLG, IILG, International Institute of Global, IIGL. I'm going to get this right. It's the International Institute of Global Leadership that Lightweaver, you know, is doing with developing youth leaders from all around the world. So we're supporting that, too, as the co-op of, getting people to put in $2. We figured if we had 10 people putting in $2, that would be the $22 a month, you know, that they were wanting a donation for. So we thought Emerald Spiral itself will donate, and we'll just do, you know, have 10 people doing $2.
Okay, now I have a question. So what is the membership? What is the membership in Emerald Spiral? Is it monthly? Is it yearly? And how much is it?
Well, now that's another thing we've changed that we learned. Initially, we were doing $144 for the whole year, and you got a 13-month year. Well, you can still do $144 and get a 13-month year, but we realized with the economic downturn that that's a chunk for people to do all at one time sometimes. So we have started that it's still $144 a year. You don't get the 13th month free, but you can pay quarterly, $36 a quarter. And that's a little more doable for some people, but you only get the 12-month year. If you pay the whole thing at once, you get the 13th month.
That's a reward.
And, you know, there's some astrology, of course, involved. But that's working for some of our newer members.
And what does that give the member?
I'm sorry, second, what?
What does that give the member? What does the member? Oh, I'm sorry.
What does the member get? The member gets, a 10%, first of all, you get a 10% discount on everything.
that gives you the opportunity to put your, as a member, you get your stuff in here. We have done some consignment, but we take 40% on consignment because we don't want to encourage that. We want to encourage shifting consciousness.
Right.
And so as a member, we only take, at this point, 20%, you know, if you're a member, you know, for selling your products or doing your events. But it's much better than if you went to rent a place to do an event, you have to pay that money whether you make any money or not. So if you only pay 20% of what you take in.
So it's 20, they get 20%, they get to place their product in the co-op, and it gets sold for them, and they get 80% of the sale price. 20% goes to support the organization.
Correct. Which is more
what, than... And what else do they get?
Unless he lets you go and take the van and load it up. Now, I'm in the middle of something. He has a 2 o'clock appointment.
You're being recorded.
Yes, well, welcome to my world.
I'll try to edit it out. I'm not sure. I haven't tried to edit these. But, okay, so what else do you get?
You get, besides getting the 10% discount on everything and getting to be able to do your events and you get to be part of something new and different.
Right.
Let's see. Membership gives
Is there a web presence?
Yes.
And do that link to your website or whatever?
Right. You get to, we are members. There's a member page that we're working on right now. It's being built, that your picture and links to your website and everything are on that. So that it goes on the website. You also get a place to put your flyers, your business card and all that here in the physical location, but you get that that member page on the on our website with a link to your own website. That the other thing that we're doing now that's really good is we keep a binder. We started doing these 1-inch binders with your name on the spine so that somebody can come in, they can look at all of your information on what it is you do, how you do it, what you charge, you know, so that they can either set up an appointment here or set up an appointment with you privately. We are working principle that... Yeah, and the other thing I forgot to mention that's really, really, really cool is we have a lending library that's for members only.
Fantastic.
You know, metaphysical books that have been donated that we, you know, anybody can come in here and sit down and read one of the books in the library, but you can only take it out if you're a member. And there's also some advance notice of sales, you know, so that if you're a member, you'll find out about, like I just did a buying trip to Denver, and members got to be able to come on Sunday before the rest of the, you know, mailing list and so forth got to know about it on Tuesday.
Wow.
So you get advance notice of things, and that's always good, you know. And if you're a member, there's just a lot of perks.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like it. You've got, are you where, did it get noisy where you are all of a sudden?
Did it get noisy where I am all of a sudden?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I'm wondering if it's noise on the line. I can hear something like music or something. And after that weird music interruption we had, I'm like, is that on the line or is it where you are?
You know what? I walked into the other room. Flyer and the radio was on it in there, so that perhaps that's what that was.
That's probably what it was.
Can you hear it now?
No, I don't. So it was probably that you had moved your body.
Yeah.
I'm liking this concept. I think it's really a cool concept. You went from, and I'm trying to recap so that I can sort of track here, because we know that I could be classified as ADD if I chose to take that title, which I don't.
Congratulations, because I don't see it as attention deficit. I see it as multidimensional.
Yeah, so there. Okay, maybe I'll accept that one. But I want to recap. That you started out with you started out with just you with the idea. Then you gathered about you five other people that also sort of shared the same vision. The six of you started this idea, this venture, and it grew to a large number, and now it has shrunk again. So I guess the question that I have is, those people who it shrunk, they just didn't renew their membership? They still have their membership, but they're just not active? How is that?
Well, there were two people that said they were withdrawing their membership, and I, you know, my idea is if you pay, your membership will just die if you don't renew it. So, you know, that's like, okay, so what's your point? It doesn't, you know, it's silliness. But the reason they're no longer members is their silliness, you know.
Okay.
And not, do you know what I mean? I mean, there's a certain maturity level, and it has nothing to do with age, on what you need to do if you're going to work cooperatively together in a group.
Yes.
It's got to be pleasurable. It has to be enjoyable, but people also have to have a sense of responsibility.
Yes.
And if you are always expecting, we had, you know, one member who it was very odd, but when this person was here, there was not only no business, there were no readings, but when other people were there, there were readings. Do you know what I mean? So it was just kind of odd that readings that had been happening suddenly stopped happening every time that person was there.
So do you think that the reading stopped happening because this person was not reporting things that were happening, or because their energy was just so off until they repelled anything that might have been thinking about showing up?
I think it may be a combination of things, and I don't want to, you know, when you don't have evidence, except, you know, finally having been questioned on one day, are you telling me that absolutely nothing happened all day on a Saturday? I mean, that's never happened before. Are you sure? Well, the person finally said, well, someone, and because it was someone I knew, had come in and gotten a $45 reading, and I think that's why it was finally mentioned, because I think that the person knew, or the person thought I knew. I didn't know. I just felt I could just feel it. I didn't know with my mind. I knew with my intuition, this is not right. There's something not happening here.
So they kind of fessed up and said, oh, I forgot to tell you there was this one.
Yeah, it's like, well, I said, but did you, what, you know, you have to write those up, and you need to, or if you didn't, if you kept your 80% of that, did you put the $20, you know, the $9, the 20% in the till? No. Well, so what you did was you pocketed, I mean, you know, like, so your integrity is not worth $9 for you, you know?
Oh, my. Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And so not getting that, you know, meant other things, too. So this is not about $9. It's never about,
no.
You know, people always think that things are about the money, but it's never about the money. It's always about what that money represents.
Right.
You know, money is energy. Money is the medium of exchange. And if you don't get that, and if you think you have to just run into an organization, grab what you can get, and leave, then you're missing why there is that organization to begin with.
Absolutely. So some people left on their own accord, and some people just were not invited to return.
Well, there's an attrition. It wasn't so much not invited. My feeling is, and it's always worked this way in my life so far, you know, things just fall out the way they're supposed to fall out. There's lessons to be learned by everybody in whatever the situation is. And, you know, my lesson was initially one of the things was if you wanted to be a reader or you wanted to put your art in, it had to be approved by the steering committee. And I had just kind of like taken people at their word and not checked out how accurate and how good they were. And I would say that that is a major lesson to be learned, to really check for accuracy. Lori Aliza is somebody who I really feel is really good at that.
She is. She's excellent.
She's excellent. You know, I'm saying, Lori, would you just have this person do a reading for you? Because she's a non-judgmental person, but she's really good at assessment.
Yes.
You know, at what level a person is on those kind of things. And I am a very difficult person to read, not because I try to be, but people, readers are always telling me what's going to happen that happened 2 weeks ago.
So they just don't have their timeline.
I don't know why. I don't know why that is, but that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not good at that. That's not something I am personally good at, so that's something I try to, you know, tried to get. But then there were people that fidgeted around that, didn't want to do it, which should have been a clue right there.
Yes.
So those are things that when you get something that you know is a good idea, stick with it. When you find something that you're doing isn't working, change it.
Yeah. Wow. You know, you have given me a ton of stuff. Is there something that if someone were going to, I can't believe that we got this much stuff in 40 minutes. We are good, and you're very clear and very concise. I would like to first of all ask you if there is anything, if someone were going to start their own co-op, what would you recommend for them? You know, what steps should they take?
Well, funny you should ask me, because there's a woman on Vashon Island who's asked me to come over. It will be this Saturday night to a potluck to talk to a group over there about the pitfalls, what could or couldn't happen in starting a co-op. So I'm also looking at speaking at INATS in June of 2010 on what works and what doesn't to form a co-op. The first thing I would say to someone is be really clear on who you're starting it with on that initial thing, that you're not just dragging them along. And
okay.
It may take a little longer. I'm a very impatient person. I don't want to wait. I want
to
go for it.
Me too.
And I do. Yeah. And most of the time it works out.
Sometimes it blows up in your face. Yeah.
And sometimes it just gets really interesting. So, you know, it is better if the members that you're attracting to you have some sort of investment. But what I discovered, the thing that surprised me the most and that I would really want to share with people in starting a co-op is there has to be different levels of membership. Because
Okay. One
woman said to me, I don't know if I want to do member, you know, I mean, a darling, wonderful woman. She said, I just wanted to be a member so I could get a 10% discount. That's all I care about.
Right.
Okay.
So she didn't want to do any of that other stuff.
She just wanted to be able to come in because she likes stone, she likes the art, and getting that discount was like, you know, her membership paid for itself, you know, in the first couple of months, you know what I mean? And
right.
She was like, yeah, oh, this is for, at $12 a month, I've saved more than that, you know.
Right.
So, you know, and it's fun, and for the events, and she likes, the, you know, being able to get the special event thing, you know, for that, and, you know, and all the information that goes just to the membership, you know, those kind of things. So there's that level. But I think that there has to be a tiered level, and once again, the concern is always developing some hierarchical organization, but, you know, I've got like $90,000 worth of stones in here. That's a chunk of an investment.
Okay, so...
I don't expect every...
What?
I'm back to my suggestion thing again. What if, because you don't want to do hierarchy, what if you were doing layers, almost like concentric circles?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so I'm thinking something like that, but, you know, I would say you want to move with caution because you don't want to develop, you know, Animal Farm. Well, everybody's created equal, but the pigs are a little bit, you know, more equal than the other animals, you know? I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know, you just really want to, you know, when you have a membership meeting, everybody has an equal voice,
right,
no matter what their level of buy-in is. But I would say that the steering committee members really should have a monetary buy-in. I think that that's
yes.
really important. Because if they don't have a monetary buy-in, they don't have the same level of investment.
Right.
And I think that what you want is a minimal monetary buy-in, which actually could be done in payments even.
But you know,
because I've been on, I've been on nonprofit boards before where you have to pay to be a board member. You know,
right.
you have to invest in the organization, you know, to be on the board. So that's not a foreign concept.
It isn't a foreign concept. And if you are if you're the member with the largest investment, in this case, you've got $90,000 and the lease is probably in your name, then the members are still going to look at it as yours. How do you get them to not look at it as yours? And how do, two-fold question, how do you get them to look at it as not yours? And how do you keep yourself from going, excuse me, I've got a lot of money on the line here, and we actually need to pull together to make this happen?
Right. Yeah, and that is my own self-assessment, you know, on doing that. I mean, because at one point I went, well, screw this. I mean, if this is going to be like this, this is my name, and I'll just, if I'm having to do everything, then blah, blah, blah. You know, there was that one point where I felt that way. And what was interesting, I never verbalized it. I kind of was working it through in my own head. But the people that were doing the little nya-nya-nyas back and forth left. And it was perfect. It was like, wow, that really cleared the energy out. And the amazing thing, I mean, it did. The amazing thing was the day after, you know, there was this like, and they were gone. These people that had come in many months earlier, I mean, like, you know, 8 months earlier, had not been back, came in the following day, and the day after, and the day, I mean, it was very interesting. I want to be involved in this. It was, so this is something with the energetics of it that is really important. When it's, the energy is being blocked because the people aren't getting it, something has to shift and has to change. And when that does, the kind of people that you want are drawn in. And that's what happened. I mean, it was amazing. So I looked at it, was like, okay, I still feel that this can work. Yes, I am making a bigger investment on some level, that, you know, monetarily than some of the other people are, but that's going to shift and change. And my goal here is actually, my goal for ML Spiral is for it to, you know, get on its feet and become a nonprofit, so that you have your steering committee then becomes the board, and that board then elects an executive director to, you know, to manage the whole thing. But it has to get on its feet first, and then we can, you know, then we restructure it so that it's a nonprofit rather than an LLC. And then it won't matter if I'm here or not. That, my main goal is to make sure that this organization doesn't need me.
Okay, but the organization
doesn't
need you.
That's my personal goal.
But the organization doesn't need you, but at the same time, you have all this product that is in the location, the physical location of the organization. So
right.
How does that look?
Well, it looks beautiful, but that's also shifting because more and more people are being drawn in that are bringing in their products, their art, their this, their that, their jewelry, you know. And as that grows, as each of those people start to succeed more, that will build up. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, right now the stones are supporting Emerald Spiral. They're so good. I love these guys. My little mineral foster children. So so the way I essentially see it is that Mother Earth herself, with these stones, is supporting this concept of a cooperative that is a spiral that is going to support healers. Whoa, I'm sorry. two police cars just went by here at a high rate of speed.
Oh, I didn't hear.
I'm in the back room, but I could hear them. I see the Earth herself supporting this concept, and we as her little organic animal children, you know, should be thankful and grateful to, you know, the little mineral children that are doing this and saying, okay, that's one aspect of this, but it's not all there is. And with a co-op, there has to be a multiple way of seeing and feeling and doing these things, so that it's not just one aspect of it. And that's happening. The astrologers that are being drawn in, they're not on the same philosophy of astrology. You and I both know we've been around, kicking around with this for decades in this lifetime. And we know it doesn't mean one is better or greater, but there's different ways of looking at it. I mean, I get annoyed with astrologers who want to set a date for the beginning of the Aquarian age. I'm like, well, an age is much like a season. There is no date, you know. No, that is not. The first day of autumn, that is the autumnal equinox, my dear. You know? Autumn is a season. It doesn't have a date, you know. It just is. And so with this kind of an organization, it's going to evolve and grow. It already has. The people that were doing this "your store to me" kind of thing and wanting to be part of it, just on that level, could not shift out of that old way of seeing things, are not with us.
Right.
The people that were making the shift and seeing it are staying on, and it you know, and that's okay. I mean, none of these are bad people. Not a single one of these bad people. You know, even the person I said that wasn't writing up these things, it wasn't because this is a bad person. This person just was like, I really need some money. You know.
And that was like, their consciousness.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. It's like,
exactly.
You really need some money, then go create the money. Exactly.
Well, and you did, and you would have created even more all the way around had you done what you were supposed to do, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the concept of tithing. No.
But the rest of the story is that as we get closer and closer to what I think of as the dimensional shift, that the people who are alike will be drawn together, and the rest of the people who are not like that group will go into their group. And so it all works without even orchestrating it as such.
You don't have to, trying to orchestrate it, trying to control it, or trying to decide what it's going to look like is useless. It's absolutely not going to work that way, because it's just going to fall out the way it's going to fall out. I mean, stuff is happening that's so amazing. My husband had an out-of-body experience night before last. First he woke up and he said, it was a dream, but I've never had a dream like that. It was vivid and da-da-da-da. It wasn't a dream. And he got that. He says, I know now, you know, when we talk, it wasn't, I mean, he went to this other place. And, I mean, it was very, very real. It was it was nothing like a dream. You and I have both done out-of-body a lot. We know the difference. We know the difference between a dream and a vision and out-of-body and being in another dimension because we've done it. What is happening is the people that are open to that, more of that is happening to them, even if it hadn't happened before. And the people that are wanting to control everything are getting, you know, scrunching. And it's just not working. And even if you love, I mean, I've had friendships that have been, that went south of people I still like. If they walked in the door right now, I'd be like, hey, good to see you, you know. But they're just, they can't get out of that, and that's okay.
Right.
You just have to say, that's okay. I can love this person. I just, you know, it's just not working for me to be in an intellectual battle or a life view, you know, argument with them. It's not worth it. I'll just, you know, I love you. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. But, I mean, you know, I mean, just before this, like I said, this whole thing happened in August that shifted everything. It was a beautiful, wonderful shift. I came in here and there were like 8 people sitting around eating food, doing that, you know what I mean? Just, you know,
right.
Like, wait, not a clubhouse, you know?
Before we get too far afield, because I'm going to have to wrap up, I have a class left to attend, I want to highlight your... I want to highlight a couple of things. I want the website address of Emerald Spiral. I want to know whether or not people can make donations or join online. And then I want to sort of outline who you are and how people can know what it is that you do. And so if we can chunk that into about 5 minutes, that would be awesome.
Okay. Well, it's emeraldspiral.com. emeraldspiral.com. We will be setting it up where you can, you know, pay online for product. We're wanting to get a little better camera before we start doing that, and that you can join that way. You can go online and email us, and you know, we can conduct business after that. You know, after that contact of joining that way. You can always email us and tell us that you want to do some kind of a donation for any particular thing, for, you know, any one of our projects. We will be getting that set up online so that you can do it through PayPal, you know, to pay for, for instance, like donating to the International Institute for...
Right, that organization. The ILL. That one.
IILG, Global Leadership, GL. IILGL. I don't know why I have I think it's because it's so similar to a union.
Yeah. So they are able to do that.
So you can do that.
And it
will be.
Okay, and then tell us about you.
Tell you about me. Incredibly wonderful.
You are incredibly wonderful, and in addition, you did run for city council, so you have that background. You've written a couple of books,
right.
And I don't remember the name of them, and that's really bad. But you just didn't tell anybody.
That's all right. Yeah, I'm one of those people, once I do something, then I'm on to another project, and I don't really self-promote all that well. But I've written a book that's actually in rewrite now called Being Your Multidimensional Parallel Self. Did not think the title was long enough, so I'm adding a book to it. And that will, I'll go back to working on that here in the next couple of months. I have another book that I've been working on. I wrote a book called Silent Epidemic on Women's Health Issues. I have been a human rights advocate for a very long period of time.
I am a PCO in the Democratic Party and a member of the Progressive Party. I ran as an independent for Seattle City Council, which is no small feat. I say I got more votes per dollar than everybody else put together because I did it with no money, but I was everywhere physically and talking to people. I've been asked if I would run again, and I said I would rather support younger people, especially minority kids, in helping them get to where they need to go. I've had different people apprentice with me. One of my proudest moments is that a woman that's been studying with me for 15 years, her work has just skyrocketed. And I don't care about numbers. That's what I was trying to say about the co-op before. It's about what you accomplish. I've set up drug, alcohol, and gang prevention programs because these kids are incredible. I mean, we can talk about the Indigo children and the Crystal children. They have a support system. That's what makes them different. Intuition and these abilities are in all human beings, and they need to be brought out. I've taken my pyramid to places where kids were not paid a lot of attention to, and it's amazing. They'll get in, they'll sit down, and I'll put a crystal in their hand. They go, "I'm tingling, wow." I'm like, "Yeah, man, that's quantum physics. Isn't that cool?" And so I'm really into doing things with kids and all the kids, not just the ones who have parents that think, "Oh, isn't this a cool thing?" But kids that get forgotten about. I love this planet, and I'm not one of those who says we have to heal the planet. I believe that we have to heal our relationship with the planet.
Yes.
And that we have to learn to love one another.
Absolutely.
It's
wow,
Susan. Simple, you know?
This has been an extremely full call. And I want us to do it again I would like to do it again because I'd like for us to go into what it takes to write a book and also how you go about doing your sculptures and your creating that way and the healing sessions that you do. I am supposed to be on a Edufire class, and I am one of the instructors.
Let's call it a day.
Yes.
Call it a day, and you get back to that, and I will make the phone call for the progeny I sent out of here that interrupted in the middle of our talk.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
We will talk to
you. You're a pretty darn wonderful person yourself. All right. Bye, hon.
Aloha.
Aloha.